Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Star Companion. My name is Zach.
And I am David.
David the gentleman today. Gentleman,
tell ya.
Gentleman takes the bridge.
Let me tell ya.
What do we do here?
We are...
That's right.
The internet's premier Star Trek fan podcast. Woo!
Nice. Coming to you from unknown parts, yes?
Parts unknown. Something like that.
Yeah, and we are, you know, quarantine day, whatever.
Four.
So for those of you that are listening to this in the future, the whole coronavirus thing's going on right now. That's fun.
It is, yeah.
We're making the most of it. You can get around wherever you want in no time, which is, I think, a fucking benefit.
Unfortunately, my car is broken at this moment, and... Naturally, the one time where I would get the most joy out of life,
I
denied it. Yeah. I hate traffic. I hate people. I hate crowds. I hate Zach, most of all.
Same.
That's where we bond. That's where we meet.
Yeah.
It's been a long 4 days.
Yeah, it's been a long road, you know,
mm-hmm.
getting from there to here. And, Yeah, so I've been picking David up because it's been raining out here.
Stupid fucking song.
I just hold him hostage. We've just been watching and coming home and recording now.
Yeah.
Which is fun.
It's good for you guys.
Yeah.
Good for me. It's good for me,
yeah.
too.
You know, today I dropped 7 episodes.
Yeah.
And we'll be sure to let this one rip tomorrow.
Fuck yeah.
Because fuck it. We're going to power through this, guys, give you stuff to listen to. And you can listen to us on all major podcasting platforms.
Yes, sir.
You can, if you like what you're hearing, you can send us an email at thestarcompanion@gmail.com.
Do it.
We're on patreon.com/thestarcompanion. If you like us so much, you want to give us a dollar that we can, it's right here. A dollar that we can use to make more cool stuff to send you guys, and...
Like this sticker here.
Yeah, that's a sticker. That's a sticker we want to give you guys. So if you send a review, if you give us a buck or two, we will for sure get you a motherfucking sticker, and we love all of you guys.
And we'll cough into the envelope before we send it as well.
Yeah. That whole anthrax thing was a joke a few episodes ago.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. You listen to him back, you're like, oh, yeah. That's...
I said anthrax.
I remember that.
I said wispy ghost-like thing.
What?
I don't know.
Oh, by the way, and for those of you that are wondering,
yeah,
I think it's season 1, episode 22. That's Vaxala.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've gone one up now.
I saw that today.
It started at 15.
Yeah. Anyway... What do we do here, David?
We review Star Trek, Stardate by Stardate, and today we're in the thick of it. We're in the thick of season 3 of Enterprise.
Tight.
episode 14. Name of the episode is Stratagem.
Wow.
Stratagem.
Who said it like that?
This fine gentleman you see in front of you with the scarf.
Oh, okay. That's a little bit of the flair that you get here at the Star Companion.
Yeah, a little bit of scarf flair.
Yeah, and that episode's what? Stardate 12-12-215.3.
Great. Getting back into the Stardates.
Yeah, these next few have Stardates.
The episode starts off, and we are bewildered by a long-haired dad. Dad is... he's got a ponytail. What?
He's got a little rat tail.
He does.
You know, he's got all this little rat. He's got all this disheveled hair about, and just some of it in his little ponytail. I've never seen someone put it on a ponytail to have so much of it out.
Yeah.
And to think, if I was Degra, I'd have been like, something's up.
Yeah.
That ponytail isn't right.
It's too unkempt.
You've got... is that a wig? That's a wig. Yeah, you know, all of a sudden, Degra and Archer are in the same ship, and Archer's hair is wild.
Yeah, he looks like a beach bum, like a surfer, you know, some guy who was living down on the Venice boardwalk for a little too long.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, he's living on the boardwalk a little too long because his water polo career ended.
Fizzled out. Yeah. He got addicted to drugs. Maybe he was in the Coast Guard, but got discharged dishonorably for allegations of a
sort.
And what else is going on in this episode?
Well, so it opens up and they're like under attack, and you know, dad goes, raise the shields. And he's like, what? Why would I raise the shields? He's like, you're the expert, you're the weapons expert, raise the shields.
Who are you? I'm a human. Dun, dun, dun.
What?
You're a what? That's right, I'm a human.
And then,
and you're a Zindi.
My favorite line of this whole episode is, so they release the, plasma in their ship to make the guys go away. And it works well.
It does.
And, dad goes, well, Degra goes, hey, what happened? And dad says, the plasma got into their intake manifolds. Their engines overheating.
He does kind of...
he's stoked about it. He is so stoked about it. He's overacting in a show where he has to act.
There's a couple instances in the last like 4 or 5 episodes where dad really like says something that just sticks, and you're just like, why did he say it like that?
Whoa, the panache on that one. Good God. Hey, David.
Yo.
What species are you?
Human.
You're a Zindi. Bloodworms!
Bloodworms?
What's a bloodworm? And that should have been the key to everyone watching. This is a fake.
It's a fake!
You know? Only Phlox would come up with some bullshit like that.
Only Phlox could go into his little cabinet of horrors and get out a little couple bloodworms. Archer basically reveals to Degra, you know, he says, hey, you know, maybe the bloodworms have an effect on you. You lost your memory, but you and I are pals now. Don't you get it? We've been in prison, and we're pals, and we're escaping, and, you know, this whole ploy has been a tricksy ploy by the ant people to get...
by the ant people... after you guys destroyed Earth, just Zindi's gonna Zind, you know what I mean?
Dad explains that the Zindi did in fact blow up Earth without the help of Degra.
Yeah.
And that he's one of the last remaining humans. And after which, I guess a Zindi civil war broke out, and you know, some planets had been blown up and colonies and shit.
Classic Zindi.
And Degra says the aquatics would never allow that, and it's like, really? What would they do? Would they jump out of their holding tanks and beg for fish? They crawl on the land and start gasping for air immediately.
The thing about the aquatics is they can be trained to do damn near anything.
What are they gonna do? You know, are they gonna walk out of the water with fish bowls on their head? Huh? What?
I wonder if they thought about that. Big giant fish bowls. I like that they have human hands.
Yeah, I like that too.
It comes around.
But tails.
Wow, I really, really enjoyed you calling them ant people.
This is they.
No, they're totally ants. You know, everyone got a dope fucking cut except for
the insectoids.
You know, yeah.
The ant people.
You're like, ah, you're an ant. This is where the CGI money go. All of the prosthetics went to the reptiles. You know, and they just raided CBS's, you know, the Paramount lot for the Planet of the Apes outfits.
Yeah.
And the humans, they're like, we got this.
Yeah.
We're just going to put something on your forehead. People will know.
And then the other guys, right, they'll be ants.
Ants? Yeah. But, like, you know they're going to be sinister because they're going to sound like... You know, you'll never know. The people are going to be like, oh, whoa, what great CGI. This aged well.
You know what? That being said, it did age better than the CGI in Matrix Revolutions, the second one.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, that CGI. We've discussed it before. You know, Dad basically says, you know, the ant people. This has all been orchestrated by the ant people. And, you know, Degra says, I always knew it would be the insectoids. And looks like there's some real insectophobia breeding inside the Zindi Rakes.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
No, I get it.
I don't like that. Suddenly, the ship.
I don't like that.
Suddenly, a rupture in the ship causes Dad to suffocate. And he does an excellent job at conveying his suffocation.
Uh-huh.
And Degra has to fix it up, and basically they're working towards becoming friends.
Mm-hmm.
After this little episode, Degra falls asleep, and Dad wakes up, peers up with his one eye, he pokes Degra, and he says, hey, you still awake? Degra doesn't make any sounds, so Dad takes out his little Pez dispenser and gives him a little Advil PM and puts him to sleepy time for another 2 hours, and walks outside of the ship, and
it's a fake.
It's a fake. Right out of NASA's playbook.
Yeah, and in this little time period,
mm-hmm.
we you know, they're getting some extra radiation jumps,
mm-hmm.
bungles from being still around the test site,
the exploded planet,
the weapon,
the exploded moon,
and then some ships come up, right?
Yep,
and then.
They're on approach. They've got about 6 hours.
They're on approach. How do they get away? It doesn't matter.
How does who get away? Enterprise?
The people are coming. Whatever. So the people are coming.
Plasma.
Yeah. Something.
That happened before the rupture. Then yeah. That causes the rupture. Dad suffocates.
Mm-hmm.
Dagger fixes it. They're friends. They fall asleep. Dad says, are you awake? Pokes him a little bit.
And then he steps out, and we see it's a NASA thing.
Yeah.
And then there's something goes on, and I think there's people coming.
Mm-hmm.
And
they go to 3 days earlier.
That's what it is. Yes. I knew I should have wrote down that. Yes. Okay, yes.
Three days prior to Dad's ratty surfer do, they are in the wreckage of this planet, search around, fumbling mm-hmm. around, and they find that, you know, Degra is still hanging out there with his buds.
Mm-hmm.
And so they follow him, they shoot Degra's ship up, they blow up his engines and shit, uh-huh. and they take him captive, and they say, give us the goddamn weapon!
In that instant right there,
yeah,
you know, they're attacking him, and then Travis goes, they're making a run for it. And Dad straight ignores him and then looks at Reed and goes, see what you can do about their engines. which is something that's going to show up again.
You keep flying. I'm going to go talk to someone else more important.
What a hilarious cockamamie plan this is.
Yeah, it is.
That they came up with.
So Dad tries to interrogate Degra, and Degra says, I'm not going to tell you shit. So Dad and Phlox come up with a plan, a cunning plan, to basically get rid of Degra's short-term memory and make him believe that he's been trapped in prison with Archer. To do this, Dr. Phlox becomes Dr. Phlox the tattoo artist.
Yeah, hell yes, son.
And boy, would I love to get a tat from Phloxy.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Out of all people in the world, that just would be great.
He's all about the fucking dermals, dude.
Yeah, he is. And wigs.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet he had a wild stage, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When he had a bunch of piercings on his, you know, like, freak flags on his, you know, forehead.
He's still got one on his little, you know, pigtail-shaped penis. His little corkscrew.
He's got a corkscrew penis like a duck.
Yeah, like a duck. Oh, God. Phlox also says, I'm going to implant this blood worm in him. And my question is, why do worms and shit in Star Trek always have to go through the most uncomfortable orifices?
It's never the butthole.
While squelching.
Squelch.
And Archer looks away. Oh my God, it's going in his eye. Yeah, it's never the butthole.
It's, well, you know, yeah, no. No, it's not. It's akin to getting a...
I guess maybe that's the reason why. Because you can't put it in someone's butthole.
I mean, I'm sure they could have put it in his ass. But, you know.
You can't simulate that on TV.
Well, they didn't even simulate shit, dude. They just dragged it over his nose, and then they moved the camera up, and Dad gives a face like he smelled someone's fart.
Yeah.
You know, to give you the illusion that it was bad.
Dad goes like this.
Yeah.
He looks away.
And then slowly. They fade to black.
Fade to black.
Come to commercial.
Now, after the commercial break, we're rejoined 3 days later.
Oh, shit.
And Archer now has woken up Degra and says, you know, boy, I tell you, I can't wait to take me a bath, go fishing, hit up a saloon, throw some darts, marry me a divorcee.
I'm glad you're bringing this up because, you know, hey, David, what's the first thing you're going to do when you go to Mothy Who Gives a Shit?
Bathe.
You got?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to take a long bath.
I'm going to take a long bath. I'm going to find me a nice alpine lake.
Oh.
That's what he says.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know,
And I'm going to marry a woman, live in a cabin with her, and spend the rest of our days fishing, hunting, making love in the green grass.
It's,
raising our children.
I'm glad you're using that voice because the bottle they use for the Andorian ale... It's a skag bottle.
I'm sick of them skags. They get to talking, you know, and Archer says, so tell me about your family. And Degra says, enough about my family. What about yours? Did you ever have a family? And Archer says, no, I never had time for a family. And Degra says, you should make the time. With who? Blew up my planet.
Oh, yeah.
One of the giant flying ants?
What am I going to go? I can't go underwater.
Me? My ant wife?
It's a diverse community?
My larva? Hollowing out a hill to live in?
How many of these did you write?
That's it. And then I wrote, you killed anyone I'd want to fuck.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, what am I just going to like put on a snorkel and go hang out with the manatee people?
Yeah, you should get some kids. You should get some kids, you know.
Fuck and, you. You blew up my planet.
The problem with jerking off in the Zindi world is that you can't jerk off in the shower because then you have mongrel crossbreeds with the, you know, amphibious manatees.
Great point.
Just saying, dude.
Yeah.
You know, they're a plastic-free society. I mean, they're good on some things.
No Dorito bags. No jerking off in the shower, all right?
But you can jerk off into a Dorito bag.
And then you can throw it away.
Yeah.
And then they'll incinerate it, and then that's how they killed the bird people.
Oh, yes.
We're putting it together. Okay. It's all coming together.
We should write a book.
We should.
A fanfic book of what really happened to the Zindi.
What Happened to the Bird People by Zach and David.
The Star Companion is here to get to the bottom of the issues.
Yes.
At hand.
Just like how Archer is trying to get the bottom of where this fucking weapon is.
Where's the weapon, dog?
And he says, why don't you input the coordinates over here into the computer? And Degra says, all right, I'll do it. And then meanwhile... Hoshi, back on board the Enterprise, says, we got coordinates coming in, Captain, to Paul. I'm reading 1 Drury Lane, Gumdrop Town, Gingerbreadia.
Oh, wow. On the fantasy continent.
He lives on One Drury Lane.
One Drury Lane?
One Drury Lane.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard the man of Ginger lives there.
Yeah. Ginger Man. Gingerbread Man.
The Gingerbread Man?
The Gingerbread Man.
Not the Gingerbread Man.
The very same.
He stole my gumdrop button.
Meanwhile, back on this fake ship, the radiation causes the whole charade to come to a close. Dad says, "Hey, cool off there, Degra. Degra, I know you get a little crazy here, but you know we're just chilling out here. We're just flying out.
We're all cool.
We're going to the big red giant in the sky.
You know, you told us where it is."
And Degra says, "The jig is up, Jonathan. Prepare to be flayed."
Yeah, he was going to kill him.
He's going to kill him.
He was definitely going to kill him. That was pretty fucked up.
It was.
If I may.
Suddenly, the whole rest of the ship goes through
jolts.
Jolts, because it goes through this whole radiation shit. And you know it's intense when the elevator's on fire.
You also know it's pretty intense when everyone is forced to stand still and yet move their whole body like it's happening without moving. You know, if that was really happening to me, it was like kind of like akin to an earthquake. You couldn't really keep your feet stationary.
No, you wouldn't be able to.
But that's the magic of the movies.
Yeah. This is Star Trek.
It's movie magic.
Movie magic on television.
Yes.
Some other stuff happens, and basically, you know, Degra finds out, and
that's why they come here, for the reviews.
Yeah, yeah.
So, hey, well, you know, some other shit happens.
Really, the best part of it was talking about what Archer is going to do in terms of marrying an ant woman. They've decided to wipe Degra and his pals' minds again. Oh, they find out that this planet is near a red giant. That's where the weapon is. So they set course for there.
Yeah, well, and Degra, you know, then thinks, oh, maybe I just put those in there.
Yeah.
You know, what if the weapon isn't there? And then they have a 30-second, not even 15-second debate about, well, I don't know. You know, maybe he's telling the truth and maybe he didn't know and he really put it in there.
Mm-hmm.
So then they engage in another elaborate ruse.
Mm-hmm. This deception runs
double down. Fuck you, Degra. Pretty much. You know, and then
they're fucking with this guy's mind, man. Like, hardcore.
Dad doesn't give a shit anymore.
He does not.
You know, I think the only thing that could be worse that Dad does is basically torture a dying man. You know? But
that looks
that
like
remains to be seen.
Whose skin looks like a dried lake bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what I thought? I thought it was someone spilled like a bunch of yellow puzzle pieces. You know, like a really hard puzzle where 800 of the 1,000 pieces is just the same fucking color.
Old puzzle piece face.
I believe that's what they called him. Apparently that guy's been in a shitload of episodes. We'll get there.
Anyways, Dad leaves Degra and crew on their ship with their memories wiped again. And my one problem is, why not kill Degra? Why not blow up this ship? Degra is obviously a very essential piece to this weapon construction. I think even he's one of the main architects of the weapon.
Well, yeah, he says so.
If you kill him...
And they already destroyed the weapon... Yeah.
Boom.
Boom.
Now you just bought yourself an extra couple weeks.
That's right.
Now, you know, that 3 weeks that you spent heading over to the red giant, now you got 5 weeks to get there.
That's right.
So take your time. Let romances evolve. You know, maybe a Vulcan falls in love with a human.
I don't know. Maybe a human falls in love with a very hot military human that we've never seen before.
Really?
Well, I mean, and then he falls in love with the Vulcan.
Oh. Yeah, so I got lost there. There's a lot of falling in love.
Yeah, and that's what we do here.
If you like this episode, feel free to head on over to patreon.com and give us a buck or two.
Yeah, fall in love with us.
Fall in love with us, the way that we fell in love with Star Trek. Email us at thestarcompanion@gmail.com.
Send us one of those love letters.
Send us a love letter. Get a sticker for your troubles. And until then, keep listening and take care of yourself.
Take care of yourself.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.